So, Scott, today's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court has to do with how the population of the prison system affects inmates' care, both their medical care and their mental health care. But this started years ago and kind of led to California's prisons being under separate control now. Is that right?
California prisons have been overcrowded for years. And at the time that this case was argued before the U.S. Supreme Court in 2009, the prisons were 200% overcrowded, twice capacity. And this has been an issue for more than a decade, almost two decades, really. And the California prison system has been under the oversight of a federal receiver. They've been making improvements in physical and mental health care. But the court today, in a 5-4 ruling, has agreed with the plaintiffs that while there have been improvements, things are not fixed. There are still serious problems, and that overcrowding is an ongoing issue, and the only way to relieve it is to release some prisoners.
Now, this case consolidated two other cases, one that dealt with mental health and one that dealt with basically physical medical health. The consolidation of those cases, though, dealt with one central constitutional question. What was that?
The question here was whether the conditions in California prisons were so bad that they violated the Eighth Amendment and that they amounted to cruel and unusual punishment. And in a narrow ruling today, a 5-4 ruling written by Anthony Kennedy, who is from Sacramento originally, agreed with the plaintiffs that this is untenable, that the state has been given enough time to fix these problems, and that now the time has come to do what the lower court ruled, which is to release some prisoners.
Now, the way that you do that, it seems like there are basically two ways to do that. Either you build more buildings to put more people in, or you open the doors and let people out. What is it that the state is gonna do? Like, what are the options realistically?
There are several options. The ruling today did not tell the state how to alleviate overcrowding. What they said is you have a couple of years to reduce the prison population by about 46,000 inmates. You can do that by releasing more inmates. You can do that by shipping some inmates out of state to other for-profit prisons, which is already being done. You can change your parole rules. A lot of the prisoners in California are just churning through a revolving door. They're coming in and out because of parole violations. And you can address that issue as well. So there are many ways that the state can address the overcrowding problem. The court today did not tell them how to do it. They just said you have to do it within 2 years.
Now, there were two dissenting opinions, one from Justice Samuel Alito and one from Justice Antonin Scalia, that both painted very grim pictures of what they believe would happen if this ruling, the majority opinion, was actually carried out. What's their chief concern?
The chief concern of the minority of judges here, led by Scalia and Alito, is public safety. Scalia, in a rather bombastic, scathing dissent, said that the three-judge panel ruling in 2009 was the most radical injunction issued by a court in our nation's history, contending that the lower court had overstepped its bounds and that public safety was going to be put at risk.
So now the prison system has to manage this new population. Where do the resources come from for this? Where does the planning come from for this? Whose job ultimately is it to say, this is what we're going to do and this is when we're going to do it? Where does the buck stop?
Well, that's a good question. Where does the buck stop? I mean, the budget for corrections has gone up a little bit compared to almost every other department in the state. But the state does not have a lot of additional resources to deal with this problem. This is not a problem they can throw money at. So the Secretary of Corrections, Matthew Cate, and Governor Jerry Brown and the legislature are all going to have to get together and figure out what combination of things, whether it's sentencing reform, parole reform, shipping some inmates out of state, or deciding who are the least dangerous inmates who can be released without any harm to public safety. It's going to take some time. They have some time to do that. It's not going to be a precipitous decision. There aren't going to be rapists and murderers let out onto the streets. That is not going to happen.
Part of what was in the opinion, I don't know if you got a chance to read through the whole thing, but there were photos that were in the opinion that kind of showed what the prisons look like. And they're kind of stunning. There was one picture of a device that almost looked it was the size of a phone booth, but it was made out of like a cage with a lock on it where inmates are held. It's kind of stark when you look at it.
I've been to San Quentin. I've seen the mental health facilities there. They have they do counseling with inmates in cages. It's extraordinary. It seems when you look at it to be barbaric. It's clearly not up to date. It's not the kind of standard any of us would want to be subjected to. And the court today agreed that it's untenable and needs to be fixed. This is not a huge surprise. At oral arguments back in November, it was very clear that the majority of judges of the U.S. Supreme Court were running out of patience. They were very clear in their questions that the state had had a lot of time to fix these problems and hadn't done it. So I think the state has been expecting that they were going to lose this decision in some form or fashion. So my guess is they've been preparing for this decision for some time.